cast off words of darkness. It is time to dress ourselves in light.
Yes, once again, it is time for It Is Time. We are in the midst of an outpouring of God's love and grace, and we want you to get involved, get in on it. Praise the Lord, get wet. The Holy Spirit is pouring out the latter rain. God is pouring out the latter rain by the Holy Spirit. My name's Ed Gutfeld. We are so delighted that you're with us on this podcast, and it's called It Is Time because it is time. If you ever thought it wasn't time, look at the clock. It's time. If you can read time, you got to be able to read New Testament time, though, and some of the signs on the clock are very, very obvious. Jesus said that, you'll know the signs when you see them, and one of those signs is Jerusalem shall be trodden down by the Gentiles till the times of the Gentiles be fulfilled. And, ever since 1967, Jerusalem has belonged to the nation of Israel once again, and certainly there's a battle going on for it, but nonetheless, that sign, the fig tree has budded. And that's why we often say that this is a program with a timely message for the times and seasons of our life in the times of the Gentiles. And so if we could read God's clock, we know that, the time is short and there's work to be done in the kingdom of God. We have a refreshing program for you, an exciting program for you. And the subject matter, we don't plan this out, you know, days in advance. This sort of just happens and kind of unfolds in our heart and prayer, and it just comes out. But for some reason, the word power just came to me so strong this morning. Acts 1:8, you shall receive power. After that, the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and in Judea, and to the uttermost parts of the earth. And of course, you know, Jesus also said, John baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days hence. That's an interesting thought all by itself. Just being baptized in water or being baptized in the Holy Spirit. And there's a lot of different opinions about things like this. But that's okay. People can have their opinions. The word is what the word is. And somebody told me one time, that's not for today. And I said, well, it's too late. I already got wet. And that's okay if you don't want me to have it. I already got it. And that's okay. We don't want to argue about things like that. We just put it out there and let people come as they may and get wet. If you don't want to get wet, well, talk to God about that. See what His will is. And that's what He wants for us. Hey, we have a brand new sponsor. I'm a little bit giddy about this. And we've talked to the good people at 2 Core 10-4. And they've agreed to be our sponsor, and we are so happy about that. 2 Core 10-4 is an astonishing development and insight for the planet Earth. And I believe every person can use a dose of 2 Core 10-4. 2 Core 10-4 has been around a long time, not been shared very much, but we have talked to the people, and they've become our sponsor. And we're so happy to do that. And let's hear their spot. Has your mind been plagued and bombarded with the high traffic of vain imaginations? Have the thoughts and accusations from the Father of Lies been jamming and congesting the freeways of your mind? Do human reasonings and haughty intellectual arrogance overcrowd and clog the corridors and throughways of your thinking? Then it's time you try 2 Core 10-4. 2 Core 10-4 was first introduced by the Apostle Paul around 56 AD. 2 Core 10-4 carries the anointing of God and has been overpowering mental congestion for centuries. Known by its full name, 2 Corinthians 10-4, this passage of Spirit and Life has been eliminating stress and anxiety through its authoritative casting down power. Yes, the thoughts are cast down when the believer addresses them so in the mighty name of Jesus. When this gospel is applied, the mental traffic and congestion is cleared up, and all thoughts of peace prevail. When 2 Core 10-4 is on the job, the traffic report is clear and smooth sailing. You can find 2 Core 10-4 in the New Testament in the book of 2 Corinthians, right after 1 Corinthians and just before Galatians. 2 Core 10-4, a spiritual weapon to fight and beat the mental traffic jam. Apply it today and be at peace in moments. That's right, you can. And 2 Cor 10:4 can be found in any Bible, any good Bible anyway, that has 2 Corinthians in it. Chapter 10, verse 4, we're so thankful for the people at 2 Cor 10:4 to be with us and for us and proclaiming the goodness of heaven in these years to come. We're thankful for it. You know, there's a wonderful truth in the Word about receiving power. When you talk about power, where does power come from? Power can be absolutely translated as the word ability. And in the New Testament, it's the word dunamis. And we get our word dynamite from dunamis. But it's self-energizing power. And if you go camping and you bring a generator with you, that's your dunamis. That's your ability to light the place up and in ways that you couldn't do it before. Or if you have in your house a generator, when the power goes out, the ability is gone to light up the house. But when you have a generator, you can flip the switch. There goes the generator. And all of a sudden, you have ability you didn't have before. So if you look at the word power, you shall receive ability. After that, the Holy Spirit has come upon you. There's things we just cannot do without God's power. I found this song by John Anderson. It's called You Will Receive Power. We want to start the program off with this song. You will receive power. Acts 1:8.
You will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you. You will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you. When the Holy Spirit comes on you. And you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem.
That's right. You will receive power. And that's a kind of a bouncy song, but the truth is nonetheless all apparent. And that's what we want you to get. This is a message-driven program, and you shall receive power. After that, the Holy Spirit has come on you. And we have the power of God. We have the ability of God to stand in this crooked world, in this evil place called Earth, and where there is wars and rumors of wars, where there's all the fruits of the flesh just flying left and right, and there's so much deception and so much truce breakers, false accusers and accusations, and all these types of things that make it kind of hard to know where you stand. But I'll tell you something, when God comes on the scene, he's able to make you stand. He's able to give you a sure footing. You know, we can stand by faith. That's what the scripture says. We can stand fast, therefore, in the Lord, in the liberty wherewith Jesus has made us free. I like what the book of Ephesians says. It says, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. And having done all to stand, stand therefore. He said, stand wearing the full armor of God. And so we can stand fast together in one spirit together. You know, people crumble at the smallest things anymore. But I'll tell you, there's a spirit that'll cause you to stand. And that standing is just a simple a word that speaks of, you know, not being pushed around. You don't need to be pushed around by the enemy. He's been defeated, and Jesus conquered him in the grave. so we can stand fast in the Lord. That's right. The Apostle Paul said, my dearly beloved and longed for, my joy and crown, so stand fast in the Lord. Yeah. And so we can also, it says in Colossians 4 and 12, that we can stand perfect and complete in all the will of God. Yeah. We can stand perfect and complete in all the will of God. We can stand fast and hold the traditions of the word that have been taught to us by the word of God. That's right. In 1 Peter 5, because of the grace of God, I have written briefly exhorting and testifying that this is the true grace of God wherein you stand. Isn't that powerful? We can stand in that grace. Boy, I can't think of anything greater to stand in than God's grace. I love the scripture it says in Romans 14 and 4. He says, God holds us up and he is able to make us stand. I love that. God holds us up and he's able to make us stand. That's powerful. There's a song by the Winans they did many years ago, and it's good to know he's there if ever I fall, but it's better to know that I don't have to fall at all. Yeah, because he's able to make a stand. The scripture says if we sin, we have an advocate with the Father, even Jesus the righteous. But what's our emphasis? Our emphasis should be on him holding us up and making us able to stand, standing therefore with our loins girt, with our whole armor of God on. And so it's good to know that he's there if ever we fall. But you know what? It's better to know that I don't have to fall at all. This is the Winans.
I'm not afraid to die.
That's the Winans. If ever I fall. We don't have to fall. If we do, we have an advocate with the Father. The Bible said the righteous man falls seven times, but he gets back up again. And that's great news to know that the Lord's love and compassion is always there to help us, to save us. But thank God there is something available that says we're not a debtor to the flesh. We don't have to fall every 5 minutes, every half hour, on the hour. We can walk upright before the Lord. We can walk in victory in areas of our life that we thought we never could. So we need to shoot higher than we've ever shot before. And we need to look unto Jesus and be ye saved. And so I love something it says in Acts 2. You know, that's where we get this. Where did the power come from? There's an old song that John Lennon wrote called Power to the People. And of course it was like a civil rights type of thing, or a, you know, I'm being held down by the man and things like that. I thought we taught this just a little while ago. You're either working for the man or the son of man. And if you're in the world and you're amongst all that, yeah, there's an argument to be had. And there is oppression. And let's face it, there are government officials and there are businesses and there are people in power that hold people down. And so in one sense, there is a necessity of chanting power to the people, you know. But in Christ, it's a whole different story, because you shall receive power. Even Paul and Silas, when they were put in jail for preaching the word of God, they could have sat there and said, power to the people. And you know, this is oppression. We should be free to be able to preach, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But no, they started praising God. They started worshiping the Lord. And suddenly there was a great earthquake. And everyone in the prisons, their bands were loose. They were put in stocks and bonds. You know, they were being tied up. But their bands were loose. And the doors open, and they could have left, but no, they stayed and got the jailer saved. And then they went to the jailer's house and got them saved. See, they're on earth for a bigger mission than it is just to have freedoms and be able to chant in the streets, give me power. This kind of power, whoo, my goodness. In Acts 2, it said they were all together in one place. That's right. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind. You see, heaven has something to say about everything that goes here on the earth. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind. It filled all the place where they were sitting. There appeared unto them cloven tongues like as a fire, and it sat upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. And suddenly they couldn't stay in this room. They had to get out of there. And everybody began to say, what's going on here? It's only the third hour of the day, and these guys, they look like they're drunk and full of new wine. And Peter stood up and preached and said, this was that which was spoken by the prophet Joel. Yeah, in the last days I'll pour out of my spirit. Oh, yeah, on all flesh too. If you got some flesh, man, the Holy Spirit wants to pour out on it. So that's what's giving me troubles, my flesh. Well, let God pour his spirit out. He said, your sons and daughters shall prophesy. They're going to be bursting forth with a message that comes from heaven, not from this earth. They're going to be bursting forth. And your young men shall see visions. Your old men shall dream dreams. I know what this is, man. I know one day Alan just had the Holy Spirit come on him. He got saved. The next day he's prophesying at his school. And he's never looked back. That had to be God. I know this happened to me. And one day the Spirit of God came on me and I was a different person. And, you know, there was a flame that sat upon each one of them. I love what Reinhard Bonnke says. He says there's a flame for every head. I'll let him tell you about it in his own words.
So what does it mean when it says a tongue of fire settling on them, and they began to speak with their tongue of flesh? It meant that heaven had connected with earth, that the Holy Spirit had connected with the flesh, and that the supernatural connected with the natural. Here is my chance. Here is your chance. This is absolutely fantastic. You shall receive power after the Holy Spirit has come upon you. There is a flame for every head. I'm sorry for people who haven't got a head because there is no flame for them. But if you have a head, Jesus has a flame for that head. And he has it today. I repeat, 10 out of 10, 1,000 out of 1,000, my spirit on all flesh. Amen.
Yeah, there's a flame for every head. We got all the power we need. This is Hillsong. And let's give him praise. All the power we need. Does that power has been given to us since the day of Pentecost, and it's too late for the devil to do anything about it. He takes back everything the devil steals. He's got all the power we need. You know, if we are facing a situation, and as we said before, you know, before the song, you know, Paul and Silas were in that jail. I mean, you can't get any worse than that. They're gonna kill these guys probably eventually, and all they did was talk about Jesus. They didn't break any laws. They didn't do anything wrong to anybody. They didn't hurt anybody. And when you talk about whatever situation you want to talk about, that fits right in there. And they just began to sing and praises unto God. No, life is not pretty. There's a, you know, people say, well, you're just so happy and you're just, you preach a positive gospel. I don't know a negative gospel. I've never had one. Like, show me the negative things. And well, what about suffering? Well, we all suffer. And the scripture says in 1 Corinthians 10, he says, you know, There's no temptation taking you, such as common to man. And he said, the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren throughout the world. And we have it made over here where we are right now in the beautiful U.S. of A. We've got it made. And the biggest thing we come up against is maybe some boss who's ugly or something like that. But we have so much going for us. If we are not happy and in looking at the positive side of it, if we're not looking at the glass half full, we put to shame people on the other parts of the world that are really suffering and so forth. But anyway, the power of God is available for everybody. It's available for everybody. And it is true, the suffering that you go through, no matter who you are, it's real. But it's not God, and it's not King, and it's not the Lord. And there's a power that came on the day of Pentecost that changed people. And that's God-given power. It's not power that comes from man. It's God-given power. And so when you realize that and you begin to emphasize that in your heart and in your mind, you sing about it. That's why we got all these songs singing about power. Somebody said, I want to sing about suffering. Well, you're not going to get that here. We don't sing about suffering. We sing about God's hand, his might, his love, his grace. He said through the Apostle Paul, I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. That's talking about power, talking about ability. And we have it. You need to just say, I have the power of God. If you've been filled with the Holy Spirit, you have the power of God. And I love songs that talk about receiving power from God. And this is one that's it's an older one by Kenneth Copeland. And it's called God-Given Power. Come on, you can sing it with him. You have the gift. You have the power.
I would remind you to stir up the gift, rekindle the flame, fanning the fire that's burning deep in your heart, placed there by God to set you apart. A spirit of fear, but power and love, power and love, soundness of mind in all that we do, that he may be glorified in me and in you. It's his power, God-given power to come through each process ahead. When fear and doubt try to enter your mind, make way, don't let them in. You are a child of the Almighty God. Greater is he who is living within. With his power, you have the power abiding within you that raises the dead. It's his power, God-given power to come
God-given power. That's Kenneth Copeland. And that is the truth. That's right out of 2 Timothy chapter 1. And there's a scripture that says, "Wherefore I put thee in remembrance, that you stir up the gift of God which is in thee, by the putting on of my hands. For God hath not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, and of love, and of a sound mind, who saved us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given us in Christ Jesus before the world began." But he's telling us to stir up the gift of God, rekindle the flame, fan the fire, it says in the Amplified Bible. And that is an encouraging word for us. And so we want to rekindle the embers and fan the flame and keep the fire burning of the precious gift of God and stay aglow for him and keep that fire burning, you know, that flame of fire that sat upon each one of them in that upper room. That's the fire that's in there. I love something else Reinhard Bonnke said. He said, "Flies will not land on a hot stove." Come on now. That'll preach. Flies will not stand. They will not land on a hot stove. Somebody said, "The devil's after me. He's bugging me." Well, start turning up the heat. There's so much of what God wants to give us. So much of that is available. And if we'll encourage one another, edify one another, and just say, "You know what? I'm going to stand with you. I want to be there with you." And when God's, I want to help the power of God hit you too. Somebody says, "You know, we shouldn't be talking about power so much. We should be talking about love." Well, you know, we talk about love. We talk about it probably more than we do power, but we're talking about power right now. But I'll tell you something, you know, you can sit there with a person who's almost dead and you say, "I love you." And they say, "Well, thank you." But sometimes you need power to raise them up. That's right. And so God does talk about power, and he gave us power to be a witness. And let me tell you something. If you don't think it takes power to be a witness, try being one. You won't last very long, but you know, you'll last and last and last and last if you have the power of God. We're kept by the power of God, it says in the Word. So we need to thank God for that. But there is truth about love too. There's the power of God's love. Love does have power in it, in and of itself as well. So we're going to sing about that too. And of course, this is a standard song known all through the world. The power of his love. This is Hillsongs again.
Will be stripped away.
and God for the power of his love. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. Oh, we're so thankful for that blood, for that love, hallelujah, that caused him to shed his blood. We're so gracious, so grateful, rather, that there is a shed blood because of his love. I got the two words going in on my heart because they're so close together. God so loved that he gave. The giving can't be without the blood. But his love is so immense. It covers everything. It literally touches every part of our life. God's love does. The power that's in that love. Oh my goodness. The families that have been reunited. The marriages that have been saved. The children that have run back to their parents, the parents that have run back to their children, is one of the most amazing things in all of Scripture, in all of the earth, in all of the testimonies we hear. Probably the greatest thing that ever happens is God reconciles hearts. We do so many things. Words are said, things are done, and it causes a rift. It causes separation. It causes alienation in people's hearts. And God says, I'm going to reconcile you back to myself, and I'm going to fix it. I know how to fix hearts. I know how to fix lives. And then that pride, or that where we got hurt, said, I will never get hurt again. I will never let anybody do this to me again. Suddenly we lose all of that. And we just lay it down. We cast to him all of our crowns, all of our arrogance, everything that was important to us that we felt like the world says, you better fight back. Don't ever let anybody do that to you. Even people that have murdered their offspring, their children, or maybe a spouse or someone so near and dear, the person finds within themselves the ability to forgive, the ability to let it go, the ability to just say, God, I just want to release this. And I want to forgive. I just want to forgive. There's the power to do that. And the power is in the blood. Yeah. God so loved that he gave. This is Selah, a song that was written by, my goodness, I'm forgetting his name right now, but it doesn't matter. But Selah does a wonderful job with this classic song. The blood will never lose its power.
From day.
Classic song from Andre Crouch is The Blood Will Never Lose Its Power. Oh my goodness. You talk about glory. You talk about heaven standing at attention. When you mention the blood of Jesus, that is where the glory is. That's where the power is. It's amazing. That song is so strong in revelation and in strength. And somebody said, well, why is it so important? Well, because in the old covenant, it said the blood of bulls and goats and the ashes of a heifer sprinkling the unclean sanctifies to the purifying of the flesh. It was a sacrifice to cover sin. But thank God, we don't have a covering for sin anymore. We have a cleansing. How much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offer himself without spot to God, purge even your conscience from dead works to serve the living God? Your conscience can be absolutely cleansed. Talk about power. We need power in this day and hour to forgive and to forget the things that are behind and press for the things that are before. And how can you do that without the blood? You can't. The blood is what does it. Oh, apply the blood to those areas of our life and our minds that are just gripping us and you just can't let it go. Would to God everyone was hearing this right now. And there's things I don't even think about that used to bother me. I mean, just don't even come close to thinking about it, because it's been washed, it's been purged, it's been cleansed and absolutely brought to a place of total redemption. And I'm so thankful for that, because the blood of Jesus is what is full of the power of God. It's the blood that has the power of God in it. And that the classic song, another classic song. This is Bart Millard. And this is Power in the Blood. A little bit different tune, a little jazzier, but nonetheless, it's true. Come on. Thank God.
Would you be free from the burden of sin? There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Would you or evil victory win? There's wonderful power in the blood. Well, there is power, power, wonder working power. There is power.
snow. There's power in the blood. Power in the blood. Sin stains are lost in its life-giving flow.
There's
wonderful power in the blood.
There
is power.
There's power. There's power.
Wonder-working
power.
In the blood.
In the blood.
Of the Lamb. Oh, there is power.
There's power. There's power.
Wonder-working
power.
In the precious blood of the Lamb. Oh, in the precious blood of the Lamb.
Lord,
in the precious blood of the Lamb.
It's still true today, the power that is in the blood of Jesus. Remember the angel of death? He said, when he sees that blood, he has to pass over. And it's still true today. The angel of death, the powers of darkness have to pass over where the blood is. And when you apply the blood to your house, to your home, to your life, to your words, to your conversation, to your heart, to your wallet, to everything we own, it becomes sanctified, set apart, useful to God, because the blood has the power to purge, to cleanse, and to make whole and clean. Oh, talk about clean. Somebody said, I can't get this guilt out of my mind. Well, that's subject to change. There's not a guilt of this world. I've known people that have murdered. I've known people that have done heinous crimes. I've known people that have stolen. I know people that have abused their own parents. But God can bring us to a place. Somebody said, well, you can't let people get off that free. I didn't let him get off free at all. Jesus paid the price. He paid the price. He paid the price. It wasn't as though it didn't get paid. It got paid, and it got paid by Jesus. And that's the truth. And that will stop every mouth and stop every accusation. God is full of grace. He's full of mercy. And it's not cheap. It came at the price of his son. And that's why we sing about power in the blood. That's why we sing about the power of God's love. That's why we sing about God-given power. That's why we talk about the flame for every head. Glory to God. That's why we say, if I fall, it's good to know he's there if ever I fall, but it's better to know that I don't fall at all. And that's why we sing about you will receive power after that the Holy Spirit has come upon you. That's why we talk about these things. That's why we sing about them. It's the most amazing thing on earth. You know, God is putting together a team of edifiers. If you want to join this team, you're welcome to. You know, nobody has to, obviously, but this is a team where we're just locking arms and shields together. Men and women, boys and girls, every age group. I see in my spirit just a bunch of young kids getting these buttons and just passing them around like crazy. And but we want you to be a part of Team Edify. Team Edify is something that came out of my spirit. The word edification has always been important to me. Rise up and build. The building, the word edify means to build, means to build up, to strengthen, to cause, to overcome. So that word's always been a word that's been important to me. God commissioned us to go forth and tell people in such a way to rise up and build and to find their place in the body of Christ. And that's what we set our hearts to do, all of our ministry. But this team edify, this word edify came to my heart and said, this is what you're to take around the world. And we're going to touch 1 million souls with this message. And we have a unique, colorful Edify pin that says Edify for Life. And we want you to be a part of it. And we invite you to listen and heed. Hello, this is Ed Gutfeld. And I want to announce to you that there's a new team in town. It's Team Edify. We're running out the bullies of fear, doubt, and despair because Team Edify is taking over. This team is called to build up, strengthen, and cause to overcome. We're calling for 1 million men and women, boys and girls, to lock arms and declare the word of edification in our homes, schools, on the job, in the church, and throughout the marketplaces of the world. We're a simple yet mighty team who have made a decision that each and every day we will let God edify us, bring edification to those around us, and trust God to meet and edify someone new each and every day. As a team member, you'll receive our unique and colorful Edify button, a membership certificate, daily prayer, and access to daily edification through videos, testimonies, and social network. To join the Edify revolution, simply log on to edifytoday.com and follow the simple steps. We live in troubled times, full of deception, lies, and depression, but we can make a difference bearing the glad tidings of edification. Again, the website is edifytoday.com. Join in today. Be one in a million at edifytoday.com. That's edifytoday.com.
Hey, Greg, check this out. If I rub these two sticks together, I could get fire. Look at this. Whoa, wow.
Hey, man, that's pretty cool. But if I lift these two hands up, I get the Holy Ghost and fire.
Yeah, that's what we get. You lift your hands up and you get the Holy Ghost and fire. You know, it's one thing to rub two sticks together. It's another thing to lift up two hands. And when you do that, oh, things begin to happen. Things begin to happen that you only read about before, but they're going to happen in your life because our God is mighty to save. We're talking about the power of God to move mountains. He's mighty, mighty, mighty. Talking about moving a mountain. He can do it. Our God is mighty to save. Believe God for healing, for salvation, for people in your home, for that new job, whatever it takes. The power of God is here because He's our Savior and He's mighty to save.
Thank you.
Our God is mighty to save. He can move a mountain. That's right. And you know what? He enlists us to get involved with that mountain moving experience. He said, whosoever shall say to the mountain, be thou removed, be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he says shall come to pass. Talking about things that have not yet come to pass. So somebody said, well, you know, what does God want me to do? He wants you to line up with him, find out what he says about the mountain, and then you say to the mountain what he says about the mountain. He's not going to speak to the mountain. And you provide the words, he'll provide the power. And this is teamwork. This is Father and Sons Incorporated. And so he's incorporated us with him. We've become one spirit with Christ. And so we get to move mountains with God. He's mighty to save. We can't save ourselves. But when we said to the Lord, I confess Jesus, whosoever shall say with his mouth, Jesus is Lord, believe in his heart, God raised him from the dead, he shall be saved. No, we didn't save ourselves, but he required us to say, Jesus is Lord, and believe in our heart, God raised him from the dead. And about the mountains, he requires us to say to the mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea. Whatever that mountain is, find out what God says about the mountain. Don't make things up. Just say what God says, and you say it with your heart and with your mouth. And God will move the mountain. He'll cause it to come to pass in the name of the Lord. If you've been listening to this program, say, I've needed to hear about power. I've needed to know that I have this authority, this ability. Then you hook up with it right now. You can get the podcast and listen to it over and over and over 100 times. Get it in your heart. Get it in your spirit that you are a child of God, that you've been given authority and power and abilities. Because the Holy Spirit has been poured out. Father, thank you for touching lives right now. I thank you right now for the healing power of God right now to heal sick bodies, cancers, blindness, deafness. Right now in the name of the Lord, ears open up in the name of the Lord. I thank you, Father, for marriages being restored right now in the name of the Lord. I thank you, Father, for children running back to their parents, parents running back to their children. I thank you, Father, you are the great restorer of paths to dwell in, and you restore our soul because you're a good shepherd. We thank God for that. Amen. Hey, well, we're out of time for this podcast. We're very, very happy you stayed with us and glad you hung in there. Go, man, just have the greatest day of your life. Lifting up holy hands without wrath and doubting, saying, God, thank you for your power, God-given power in my life. And so we're going to leave you. It's time. Praise God. It's time when you leave. It's still time. It's God's time. It is time to keep shouting the victory. Tell somebody. You got to keep telling them. Tell them it's time to rise up and declare the greatness of our God. Can you do it? I believe you can. And till next time, this is Ed Gutfeld saying thank you for joining us. Don't put anything off. Don't put it off at all because it is time.